Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on this deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. A voice for our people. Do utilise it, you mob. Get off your chest, let it all out. Like I said, two ears, one mouth, all here, ready to roll for you, mob. Let's open up the show, our program. Let's go to a song in actual fact. We're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Harpit Pat Patel, ANU, National Centre for Indigenous Genomics, NCIG, Improving Health Outcomes for First Nations Australia. The creation of DNA, a database that more accurately reflects the rich genetic diversity of First Nations Australians, will help improve health outcomes for patients, according to experts from the Australian National University, ANU. Database will have will help improve diagnostic rates for First Nation people living with rare genetic disorder. Like I said, we're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Hardip Patel and have a yarn and add to that conversation. Dr. Hardip, are you there? Good morning.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, we're talking about closing gaps in all aspects, and of course, First Nation health is one of the gaps that need to be closed. So we're talking here with a fantastic tool, improving health outcomes for First Nations, First Nation Australians. Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes. So we are finding it as genomics is one of the key elements in the modern 21st century medicine. And we need to build sufficient resources that are representative of Indigenous Australians and their diversity and their uniqueness. Yes. So that we can factor those into the decision-making for medicine and health outcomes.
Well, it takes a team effort, doesn't it, to close this gap. And but it's a long time waiting, and when you look at the life expectancy for First Nation people compared to non-Indigenous, there's a gap there. So we've got a big mountain to climb, haven't we?
Definitely, because as you mentioned, that there is higher rates of chronic diseases in Indigenous Australians compared to non-Indigenous Australians, and some of these diseases potentially would have cures and diagnostic utility coming out of genomics. And as you mentioned, that big teams are required with multidisciplinary knowledge in computer science, in data science, in genomics, in basic biology, in healthcare settings, and above all, like taking all this research outcome into the communities and making it useful to the communities. And that's where we need strong partnerships with the communities, ongoing partnerships, so that whatever we do, we can make sure that it is informed by the ways community want us to deal with these situations, and we can create robust systems that are long-lasting.
Doctor, can you give us a bit of background regarding genomics there, please, for our listeners?
Sure. So genomics is we all have cells, and cells contain this DNA inside, and that's what we scientists refer to as genomes. And now we have technology available to sequence the DNA of each individual, because previously it was very expensive, but now the cost has come down significantly, and it's about $1,000 per individual. So what it allows us to do is accurately measure DNA differences and DNA of an individual that we can compare against a large database to identify what are the distinguishing features that makes an individual, and if there are any aberrations that potentially can lead to disease or improved health outcome, because we can tailor the drugs suitable to a person's DNA.
So we're talking about genes of like a family, and going back through their family history, that comes to the surface in regarding what diseases are within that gene. Is that right?
Yes, so the background information is essential here in terms of we, as groups of people, because we have lived in different parts of the world, we would accumulate normal DNA mutations in our DNA, in genes.
Yes.
And so we need to account for what is called normal mutation. And so first, our database that we are planning to build with the help of recent funding and all the team members is to establish that background level of mutations so that we can understand that this is background level of mutation. And then we can map that for a person who has a disease to see like if they have mutations that are different to this background level. And that may potentially lead us to finding cause of the disease.
So we are talking the 21st century. We are talking technology, which is a fantastic vehicle as such. And, you know, doctor, you are, but we are students for life, are we not?
Definitely, most definitely. So, and then the great thing is that, like in Australia, we have this unique opportunity where we are establishing this sort of database.
Yes.
What we are doing uniquely here is partnering with Indigenous communities and taking leadership from bringing Indigenous leadership into the establishment of this sort of databases, which is our center, National Center for Indigenous Genomics, where Indigenous Majority Board provides the governance framework, and then they develop the policies and processes for us to work under. And so what it does is uniquely positions us in the world to do things better and learn from each other. So us as researchers learn a lot from the communities, and hopefully we can reciprocate and provide some more information to the communities.
Exactly.
In terms of genetics.
Well, to find the health solution, so to speak, and like you said, using First Nations members as you could say guinea pigs, but if they're happy to come to the table, it is for overall for First Nation people across this country to find solutions to closing that gap. Yes.
I won't call it as guinea pigs. It's by. It's a partnership, and
okay.
We are asking, we are getting led by the community, so we engage deeply with the communities to identify ways, and we try to bring together our best expertise from the scientific area, and then we work with the communities to identify what are the solutions that we can potentially provide and how to develop those solutions for long-lasting effects.
Yes.
So it's a learning process.
It is a partnership. That's a nice descriptive word, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
And without that, it won't happen. Like, you know,
exactly.
It has to be in a partnership mode. Otherwise, without trust of people, science
of course.
Is meaningless.
Well, we are dealing with people, not product, and look so fantastic that you've used that descriptive word in regarding partnership. But thank you very much for sharing, my friend. Listen, all the best, doctor. And
thank
we'll
you so
yarn
much.
Soon, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Dr. Hardip Patel, ANU, National Centre for Indigenous Genomics, NCIG, and Improving Health Outcomes for First Nations Australians, using technology that's available and a fantastic partnership with First Nation people in regarding the DNA samples of First Nation people and moving forward, closing that gap in regarding our health. Health problems for First Nation people, also closing the gap for life expectancy. And we are all in this together. Have your say, Jan Upstrong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Natural Voice, Hamburger Japakai, Proud to Be, deadly track.
Thousand years we lived in peace, a land a man was free to wander. 50,000 years in the spirit of dream time, the white man came and called it down under.
The white man came and called it down under.
200 years ago, the white fella found a land he thought that no one owned. Spears can't fight, guns and dynamite. The white man came and called it down under.
The white man came and called it down under. Yeah.
changed their ways, hallowed their land. There's something we can't understand. Well, black and white have got to unite, or there'll be nothing left in the land down under.
Nothing left in the land down under.
Together we can live in harmony, brothers and sisters in the land down under.
Brothers and sisters in the land down under.
She'll always be proud of you, 'cause your blood is running through her veins. Oh Lord, I'm thanking you, 'cause I got six of them to my name. She could be a goblin, telling stories from your people's past, how the tribes would walk the land.
She's a beautiful, a beautiful black woman. And she shines a light that guides a man in me, yeah. Well, she's a beautiful, a beautiful.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
When the nights are cold and lonely, my thoughts are of you. I guess you're feeling all alone, girl. Well, I'm feeling it too. I just need to hear your voice softly saying I love you. When those shades of darkness fall on me, girl, I'm thinking of you. You're the one of my dreams. I will cherish till I die. That warm, devoted love will remain within our lives. Every minute of the day, girl, passes by so slow. I know we need to see the good time we've shared in our lives. By the time the day is through, my nights are cold and lonely too. 'Cause when those shades of darkness fall on me, girl, my thoughts are of you.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Shades of Darkness. Ron Naden here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn with the ball, you're on here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbaribri Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, you mob? Let's look at top news here. Top stories in the news today. Melissa Caddick's brother hits out at unverified gossip being presented as fact. AGL pulls forward Victorian coal-fired power station closure by a decade. Hurricane Ian makes landfall with catastrophic wind and rain. That's a life-threatening hurricane has made landfall on Florida's southwestern coast, bringing heavy rain, high winds and catastrophic storm surges. What other yarns we got here is Queensland Daylight Saving border bubble flagged. Iran protesters seek end of Islamic Republic pillar, the morality police. Gun Shark's tough journey to Dali M glory. And that's Nico Hines and taking out the award, Dali M award this year, that happened last night. Video, Ukraine woman reveals the question Russian soldiers always ask. ADHD not part of NDIS, says Bill Shorten. Amateur Optus hacker roasted by peers. What other news we got here? Luke Beveridge tells Lions to pony up as Western Bulldogs awards night turns awkward. Newtown Jets reserve player pinged speeding at double the limit. Developer rages and incompetent council as $100 million project grinds to a halt. Beautiful detail about how Princess Mary and Princess Frederick fell in love. Also, it has probably brought about the curtain on his career as Peter Mooney on a Spanish mission. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. Yeah, beautiful voice of Aunty Ruby Hunter. Let My Children Be. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob to Delhi. They're going to catch up a yarn now with Miriam Wubke, PhD candidate, School of Health Science and Social Work, and GCA Indigenous Unit, Creative Arts Research Institute. And talking about the Big Anxiety Festival, continues to innovate mental health support. On the line, Miriam, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Nice to talk to you, Trevor.
Nice to talk to you.
G'day to everybody out there.
Lovely. Yeah. Where are you based, Miriam?
Well, I'm coming to you today from Toowoomba, from Jarawa and the Guyaba lands, Yagra lands, and I send out my welcome to all here and to my mob down in Meanjin in Brisbane as well.
I was going to ask you who your mob, and that's your mob down that way, is that right?
Trevor, I was born in Brisbane on Turrbal land. But my mother was removed from North Queensland, Giramay Mob. So okay. I like to acknowledge Giramay Mob as my grandmother's land and country and pay my respects.
Beautiful. Marianne, thank you very much. And Deadly Footprint. And look, we're talking about the Big Anxiety Festival, which continues to innovate mental health support. And by whatever vehicle we have out there to help mob with their mental health, is all welcome, all arms open, yes?
Oh, 100%. Mm.
So tell us about the Big Anxiety Festival, sister, please.
Okay, the Big Anxiety is a truly innovative approach. Mm. It's been created based on the work of Professor Jill Bennett, who is just a deadly woman and a great innovator. Mm. The thing that attracted me to the Big Anxiety is this is really grassroots.
Sure.
These people have enormous humility. They're really coming from the approach of being creative thinkers and bringing creative thinkers to the table. And it's a radical new approach, not for us, not for our mob, traditionally, but in the contemporary mental health landscape, this is really innovative. And I couldn't be more excited about it.
Mm.
And the beauty of the humility of the people behind this is they understand that this isn't new ways of being. This is reintroducing Indigenous ways of being and wellness to help resolve a problem that can't be resolved with the same consciousness that created it.
And using art as the vehicle.
Totally.
Yes.
Absolutely. Like a lot of the challenges I've heard in the clinical space is where's the evidence?
Mm.
And it just baffles me because we've got 80,000 plus years of evidence of wellness and well-being that should just be not just celebrated but used as a platform to move into a new way of being in relation to healthcare.
And so does this become a platform for people to use to open up in a safe space?
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
And again, because it's client-led, it gives voice to people with lived experience. And they've also done something quite extraordinary since their inception in 2016, is they really reached out and embraced our First Nations mob from the get-go.
Exactly.
So they've built these enduring partnerships with the First Nations community from the APY lands, which is just beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Professor Aunty Judy Atkinson has presented at their talks in Brisbane. Like, they're really honest and genuine about bringing forward this Indigenous-led platform that will lead us all to wellness.
And what a platform we're talking about here. If it brings people at ease and they're comfortable, well, in a safe space, then yes, they can open up and they can be nurtured, and also they can then create their strong platform for their future.
Trevor, that's exactly right. Like, it's no mystery to us.
No.
You know, and the community and the values, the connection to country, everything that makes First Nations people extraordinary is our way to healing. And when that safe space is created, our bodies.
Exactly.
Like, we're not broken. We're in a broken society that keeps us overwhelmed.
Sure.
You know,
but when you look at the colonisation and generation before has traumatised us, we still carry it deeply, and spiritually it affects us, you know, and then mentally it affects us, of course, in the physical sense as well.
Absolutely. This is why we need a strength-based approach. We're not broken. We're incredibly resilient people.
Exactly.
So we need to start looking to our First Nations people and saying, not what made you sick. Come on, we know.
Exactly.
What made you well and what do you need to make you well again? It's not rocket science, but we need to, as First Nations people, take ownership of this.
Yes.
There's huge banks of evidence now coming from overseas and within Australian research with these extraordinary ideas, but these extraordinary new ideas are steeped in our traditional wisdom. And we need to take ownership of that.
Exactly. And Mary, like any human being, if I can see that you are listening to what I'm saying and listen from your heart and with an open and deep listening, so to speak, then I'm comfortable to express more to you or you know, and be true to you, you know what I mean? And that's what we're talking about here. We're dealing with human beings. We're dealing with people, not product.
Yeah. My heart opens. My heart sings just talking to you.
Yes.
Like, we know this. This resonates with us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, how long has the Big Anxiety been operating for?
Since 2016, it got its first funding package. But especially this government, there seems to be a real momentum in investing and building on the momentum that's growing. And,
Well, when we talk about, Marianne, we talk about COVID-19 pandemic. Well, the mental disease is a pandemic and has been for hundreds of years. You know what I mean? It's with us. So whether you're an alcoholic or into drugs or, loss of a loved one or loss of a job, downward spiral, mental thinking, that's mental health.
That's right. And what was one of the most elegant resources that wasn't marketed, well, fear was marketed during COVID, but Dadidi, Aunty Miriam Rose Ungamia Bellman, deep listening, connection deep listening. To country.
Exactly.
Kenyini, Uncle Bob Randall. Like, our old people have this wisdom. Our young people are having a renaissance of understanding this deep wisdom. You know, I think we need to reclaim our wellness, reclaim our leadership. We're the ones that will lead us into a new paradigm. Let what's collapsing collapse. It doesn't resonate with this new wisdom and knowledge that we're bringing through as we transform and heal. On country and off country, we hold those deep values in our heart and soul, and no one can steal that from us.
Exactly. So the Big Anxiety Festival, where's it being held and what are the dates and is there a cost for that?
Okay, so I'll make sure you guys get the links to the website.
Please.
It's being held in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. It's ongoing at the moment. But next week there's a number of great presentations that will be happening. So if people jump onto the website and have a look, there's a wide spectrum of different activities available. I'll just say briefly, one of the things that touched my heart most was the really extraordinary work with the Feel Lab and the NPY Women's Council. And they did this beautiful, beautiful story of the man in the log using virtual reality.
Good. Powerful.
Experience that. workshop, it is deadly. Absolutely amazing and life-changing.
Thank you, Marianne. Beautiful.
Yeah, incredible things happening there, lots of innovation, but as you said so eloquently, Trevor, it's the holding space where people transform.
Beautiful.
You create a safe space and people will find their own way to heal together.
Exactly. Beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing, Marianne. Good luck with it all. Please do keep in touch. And big shout out to the Deadly team. And we'll talk soon, my sister.
Thank you. Lovely talking to you, Trevor.
Bye-bye, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There is Marianne Wubke, and she's a PhD candidate, School of Health Science and Social Work, and QCA Indigenous Unit, Creative Arts Research Institute. A big title there, and we're talking about the Big Anxiety Festival continues to innovate mental health support. So do check it out online, the Big Anxiety Research Centre, and talk about the festival. Fantastic. A lovely way to empower a mob. Have you saying Yana Strong, add to the conversation here at National Talk Black. Yana to the ball around here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bama Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We're going to catch up with Tony. Tony along. Tony Gibbs, good morning.
Morning, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm good, my brother. How are you travelling?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Just
good.
Me at home with... I mentioned last year I had a wagtail bird move in with me.
Okay. It's still with you?
It's been here a year, mate. It's incredible.
That's Sister Donna. That's your beautiful lady.
You have no idea what this bird is. It gets you. It's incredible, mate. It comes in here about 7:30 and it sits there and sings like a canary from about 8:00 in the evening.
I got goosebumps listening to you, Tony.
This is an incredible thing. I've been filming it on my own. It just sits there and sings all night, and it's a great comfort to me, and it's beautiful. It really is a spiritual thing to me, and it's my company. I better get to what I've called up.
Yeah, please do.
I listened last week to Michelle from Western Australia.
Yes.
And And I have to send my sympathies out, which I miss doing that. I think that I was elated that she had a win, but there's no win when you lose.
No.
And one of the things I particularly heard her say was how multicultural couples or people are treated, black and white people. She said that she noticed that, that they really got different people. And I had a lot of... I stayed in the hospital, and I think I talked to you a lot while I was in the hospital at the time. And so I just get to the crack. And after Donna passed away, one of her family members went and did a TAFE course as a Aboriginal liaison officer in with TAFE. And I was told that the TAFE gets hypothetical things and trains the staff up about that. But while I was in the hospital, there were some really terrible things that happened where they try and separate people that stay with patients, which for their mental health, especially when they've been traumatised by treatment before. In fact, the cause of the illness was hospital treatment. And I documented it all. I wrote it all down. And I would love the TAFE people to have that information of what they do to try and remove anybody that stays with the people. And I was good in the hospital, you know. You're part of a team, and the most people are happy that you're looking after your partner there, and it saves them doing it, and it's there for their well-being and good. But then... they send in these people to pick fights with you, and then if you say anything, they're going to call security and get you thrown out, which traumatises the patient too.
Well, exactly, yeah. See, when you're in hospital, and physical sense, they're there to repair you or fix you. But if your spirit is dampened, you know, and you're feeling your emotions, then that affects the health, the well-being of an individual, yes?
Yeah, mate, the patient and the carer, which was my position, it affects us still to this day, and you just, you know, yeah, it's cancer and the inevitable happened, but it's the journey that didn't have to be so rough.
True.
And, yeah, I'll just think I'll leave it there today, but I really am interested in the TAFE. Instead of dealing with hypothetical things, is getting my writing. I'm really struggling, Trev, with no car and...
Oh, your car's still off the road, brother?
I've had no car for 3 months. I'm trying to inventory up. I've been... it's just terrible. I've had no car for 3 or 4 months. Getting Donna's art ready for sale, I have to sell it. I have to sell things. It has to be on country, and I'm not talking about prints. I'm talking about the real things, and I have to have an art show in Gordonvale. And no one's seen this art.
Sure.
I don't want to do it. There's no. I'm just really, really struggling with no car. I'm walking about in hells, and I've got a terrible rash from bad nerves and things, and I'm just really, really struggling. And I just wanted to say that it's really important that if you have people with serious stuff in hospital, do not separate the partners.
Yeah, that's the message you're putting across the airways, yes, I hear you.
Those people could... I was in that position, and there's no way that those carers should be victimised. And I send my sympathies to Michelle for the loss of her son.
Well, when you look at the so-called notification at hospitals, you know, like abuse not accepted, but it's a two-way street as well in regard to the staff who need to be talking to patients, to carers, and talking to people, not at people, and not pushing authority, and that aggravates, you know, the situation. Bit of respect both ways.
That's right, and the hospital knew that I was there because in the beginning they refused to treat. In the news, the Rossman Hospital should go there in 19 before year 2000, and they didn't want to take her, and I said, no, I'm not taking her out, and they gave her emergency surgery and disturbed her bladder, which 20 years of antibiotics, nobody listened. We'd already been down to Canberra to attend embassy and made use of MRI and got the thing analysed there, and then they just totally ignored us. They didn't want to know because they're the doctors and we're just the plebs, you know. It's not right.
They need to listen to the so-called history and the work that you've been doing in that space, you know.
And I think that was part of Michelle's thing, that somebody had, her son had a...
Well, medical history, as in family history of the medical history of the family, you know, and it was pushed aside, so to speak.
It's just, mate, I'm in sorry time, Reverend. Thanks for listening today, but it's...
No, thank you, Tony. Thanks for your input, brother. You stay strong and we'll yard soon and look after that bird there, brother. Donna. I hear you.
Bye.
Thanks, brother. Tony Gibbs, having his say, yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Got about 12 minutes left on the program. Add to the conversation here with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
She don't care about my car, and she don't care about my money, and that's real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend, but if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me, not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford oozing out my ears, but what she sees are my thoughts and indecisions, my insecure conditions, and the tears upon the pillow that I shed. She don't care about my big screen, my collection of DVDs. Things like that just never mattered much to her. Plus, she don't watch too much TV. And she don't care that I can fly her to places she ain't never been. If she really wants to go, I think deep down she knows that all she has to say is when. She likes me for me, not because I hang with Leonardo or that guy who played in Fargo. I think his name is Steve. She's the one for me, and I just can't live without her. My arms belong around her, and I'm so glad I found her once again. And I'm so glad I found her once again. Yeah, I'm so glad I found her once again. Gazing at the ceiling as we entertain our feelings in the dark. She likes me for me, not because I sing like Pavarotti or because I'm such a hottie. I like her for her, not because she's fat like Cindy Crawford. She has got so much to offer. Why does she waste all her time with me? There must be something there that I don't see. I don't see. She likes me for me, not because I'm tough like Dirty Harry, make her laugh just like Jim Carrey. I'm like the cable guy, but what she sees is that I can't live without her. My arms belong around her, and I'm so glad I found her once again. Found her once again. Once again. Yeah.
like to sing a lullaby for you. So, a beautiful song. Travelled amongst many different Aboriginal tribes.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Wawaria. That's Richard R. Franklin and Lou Bennett here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob. You may have to do that tomorrow. Trinity Trev about to sign off here with the program and back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, 1 hour program. Come to you live here, First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Indigenous Media. That's NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, a voice for our people. So thank you very much for your company, you mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up very soon. Let's go to Brother Nation with